In the middle of Ezes Avesenu, the Hemshech of already Thursday, we don't really we're not going to do it too much. In the middle of the Haidoros HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emes, referring to the Ribono Shel Olam, Time Gal Tano Shel Mekenu V'Savadim P'Nisanu, that's really where we started. Emes, referring to, we said Emes has two connotations. Emes is either it is true, and then we say Emes Sheh, which was earlier on in the bracha after Shema, we said Emes Sheh. Emes Atu Hashem Lekein Lekei V'Seinu. And then there's Emes Ato. Emes, referring to Rebbeinu Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tchanum, Zrachum, is Emes, is a way to refer to Rebbeinu Shalom. Emes. Mimitzrayim Galtonu, you Rebbeinu Shalom. Mimitzrayim Galtonu Hashem Lekeinu. Mibes Avadim P'Nisonu. Lechura seems a little bit redundant. Mimitzrayim and Mibes Avadim. What's the difference between Mitzrayim and Mibes Avadim? So Lechura Mibes Avadim is referring to the Avdus, the bondage, the actual physical bondage. And we know that there's no Eved that was able to be Bereach from Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us from there. But there was more than that. It was Mitzrayim Galtonu. It was also Mitzrayim. Is a way. It was a way to be. Is a way of being the sum of the Shibud Ruchni. It wasn't just Halalu Avodah Zarah, Halalu Avodah Zarah. They were totally Meshuvah. They were Bemetah Shari Tuma. They were all the way at the bottom. The bottom of the bottom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out also of the Mitzrayim, the Tzar. Lashon Mitzrayim is a lashon of Tzoris, a lashon of being narrow-minded, being confined. That they were confined spiritually and emotionally. Mimitzrayim galtanu Hashem aleikenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashgiach on us and able to take us out of, and that's where we, in other words, to become, that we should, in order that we should become as avadim. Umibes avadim p'disanu, he took us out of the bondage of the physical bondage. Kol b'charei marokto, it doesn't just say b'charei marokto. Kol b'charei marokto, which Rashi says, that even the Bechurim of Mitzrayim that were in other places also got killed. And not only that, even the people that were not from Mitzrayim, but they were Goyim that were found in Mitzrayim, they were also killed. But they shouldn't say, oh, look, it's Koshir us, and look, our Avodah Zarah is being Toivea, our Bizyonis. Memela Kol Bechurim Marokto. Side the Bechurim of Mitzrayim, and side the Bechurim that were not Shaft in Mitzrayim, were all killed. Bechorcha Yisrael Galto, and the Bechurim, it's interesting. You can really read this two different ways. Ubechorcha Yisrael and the Bechurim of Yisrael. Or Bechorcha, your Bechor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Yisrael. It's either referring to Gan Kla Yisrael, it's referring to the Bechurim. Galta. Now it would be interesting if it's referring just to the Bechurim. He didn't just save the Bechurim. He saved everybody. In Echanam, when he killed the Bechurim, we look at it a little bit as HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around and he killed every single Bechor of the Mitzrayim. So he didn't save the Bechurim of Klal Yisrael. They were never in the running to get killed Bechlal. The truth is, though, the Maral says, others say this also, the Maral says that the reason why the Bechurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megal himself, the Seich Mitzrayim, the Chaseis HaLayla, Bechurim have a finer sensitivity towards Kedusha than the rest of humanity has. And Memela, that's why they were in the Sakana more than anybody else. And Kadosh Baruch Hu saved the Bechurim, and therefore we have to be quoted to the Bechurim, and all the things that Kadosh Baruch Hu did for the Bechurim clients. So what does that mean? And Kadosh Baruch Hu did it, and they fast on Erev Pesach, one of the reasons they fast on Erev Pesach, because they were killed, and they were never in the running. Where does this come from as well? The answer is, says Maral, that if Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself by Chatzis HaLayla, so then anybody that had that finer sensitivity, and that's why the Bechurim and Be'esim were supposed to be the ones that are even in the Mitzvah of Mikdash, because they were closer to Kedusha than everybody else. They also should have been killed because Baruch Megal himself, it was enough that Bechurim should pick it up and not be able to handle the Gilui of the Ribono Shel Olam, and everybody else would have been fine. And Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that the Bechurim of the Klal Yisrael were saved and the Bechurim of the Goyim were killed. The Yamsuf Lohem Bokato, and you split the Yamsuf for them, for Gan Klal Yisrael, the Mashmois would be then the Bechor Klal Yisrael Galta means the entire Klal Yisrael, not just the Bechurim. The Yamsuf Lohem, for your Bechor who is Yisrael Bokato, which was really, because the Baruch Hu didn't have to. If everybody's understanding the pictures of how the previous Yamsuf was, they didn't cut through Yamsuf. They made a rainbow. They made an
Gemara. They arced their way through Yamsu. They really went in a circle. They came out on the same side that they went in. They didn't have to behind them go through. They weren't trying to be. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating the Yamsu, he really could have done like by Sancheiriv. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu on one night he killed 185,000 generals with their army in one night. They just didn't wake up in the morning. He could have done the same thing. The time was going. He could have just made them all die. But he didn't do that.
He made them all drown. And that's really the Zaydim Tibato. Look, why the Zaydim is the Lashon of Rishoyim, wicked people. Why does he use the Lashon of Rishoyim? It's not Zaydim. It says, we find in Parashat Yisrael, Ki badavar asher zodu aleihem. Zodu is the machshava ra that a person has. So then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the machshava that you had, I'm going to bring upon you. That's me, the Kenegin Midrash, Rashi says. Ki badavar asher zodu aleihem. They wanted to throw the Klai Yisrael into the Yamsuk. And they got paid back, me, the Kenegin Midrash. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have killed him another way. But nevertheless, he made Yam Suf Lehem Bokato Kidei to kill the Mitzrayim, Ayidei the Yam. That's why he made it that they should be Bekei the Yam. Came out on the other side. V'zeidim Tibata, the Ramban actually says, Ramban HaKumish says, the biggest nes of all of Kriyas Yam Suf was not the fact that the Yam Suf split. It was the fact that they kept after, that the Mitzrayim went with their horses and they continued going into the Yam Suf. After Klal Yisrael, first of all, to do such a thing, to take a chance. But even after the water came back in, they kept on going in afterwards. Says that was the biggest nes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced them in. Zaydim Tibata, V'yedidim Havarto, and Yedidim is your, really means a friend. It means, but a cherished person, the cherished ones. Havarto, you pass through the Yamsuf, V'yichasu Mayim Tzareim. This is really like the nes of the Ramban. That the water covered over those that your enemies were mitzara you. That there was not even one left. The lashon of nishar, lashon of noisar. That there was no one left whatsoever. That was the biggest nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu got them all inside. And like we say in Oz Yashir, some of them were Ke'ever, some of them were Ke'evin, some of them were Kikash. But at the end, Echad Mehem Le'Noisa. They were all split up onto the side of the Yamsuf to show that they all died. Some took 5 minutes, some took 50 minutes. But at the end of the day, Echad Mehem Le'Noisa, and Klal Yisrael, Al Zois, as we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, in Hemshah.